to you alone belongs the highest praise. To you alone. FM 90.3 WJTL, Matt Redman. You alone can rescue for King and Country. Amen. Good morning to you, Mindy and Fred, with you. Happy Wednesday, 7:03.
We're celebrating Winning Wednesday all week with our WJTL's Best Dad Ever contest. Listen daily for opportunities to call in and answer our daily Father's Day question. You'll win a family four-pack of tickets, and then you'll also be entered into the grand prize drawing for a pair of passes for Hot Air Balloon Ride. Two, not one, but two grand prize winners will be announced right here Friday on the morning show. You can get details at the contest blog at WJTL.com.
This morning we have a very special guest, author, musician, speaker, but probably how I know you best, Elisa, is your Christie's aunt. Elisa Bear is with us this morning. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
So great to have you on the radio.
Thank you so much. And yeah. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here and say hi to my niece, Christy, wherever she is.
The one and only Christy Lee.
Yeah. Anybody else you want to say hi to this
and
morning?
And my husband, Rob, driving around in a parking lot somewhere listening to this.
Rob, thank you for dropping Elisa off.
And so Keith Blank, the only other person I know is listening this morning.
Oh, very cool.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Keith. It's great to have you on. So, Elisa, I know long before, I actually met you, I knew of you from Christy telling me about you and your story and how you two are kindred spirits. And you have a book called Grief is a Dancer. And I know this has a long history with you and your family and your story. So tell us a little bit about that.
It truly does. It is sort of a companion book in a way to a book I wrote like 25 years ago about the death of my daughter, who died at age 8 of brain cancer. After that book came out, a lot of people asked me, will it ever get better? Especially newly bereaved parents. And they would look at me with the saddest eyes in the universe and just like, you know, help me. And right. I remember that feeling, and I had nobody to shepherd me through that process. So I used to say, in answer to that question, it takes time. But I didn't really know at that point, 5 years into my grief, just how long it actually takes. And that, in fact, grief is a lifelong partner. You know, we all think we need to get over grief and get past this immense pain, this eternal homesickness for somebody. But I guess in this book, I've discovered that grief is a lifelong partner. I call it a dancer. The energy of love that wants to partner with us and help us through this immense pain. And a friend of mine named Greg Hurley is a dance professor, associate professor of dance at Messiah University. And he read an early draft of the book, and he said, it's like you're on Dancing with the Stars, and at first you're fighting grief because it hurts so much. It's like a bully partner. And then the more you go through it, as you embrace it, it becomes this loving partner in pain, helping you through the sorrow.
That is quite the picture that it paints.
It truly is a picture that helps me.
Yeah. And everyone's lost someone.
Yeah.
So this is a book for everyone.
Yeah. It's a memoir of child loss, but I hope it's for everybody. And readers have told me that it's sort of brought up a lot of stuck grief that people have, where it gets lodged and doesn't move. And I think grief is a dancer. It wants to move. It needs to move. And that's how we heal.
And some people don't realize they're stuck.
No.
They just have this feeling of something. And then it's like, I'm still hanging on to this stuff that I need to daily just get out and deal with and dance with.
Mindy, you speak as one who knows.
Wow, this is great. We're talking with Elisa Bear, her book, Grief is a Dancer. And Elisa, where is this book available?
You can get it off Amazon or any favorite book distributor.
Yeah. And do you have a website that people can visit and find out about your other books, your speaking, and all the other stuff you do?
I do. It's elisabearmusic.com.
Elisa Bear, A-L-I-S-A, Bear, B-A-I-R. Like the pretty standard local bear spelling, elisabearmusic.com. Check it out. Her book, Grief is a Dancer, available everywhere. And coming up, we're going to talk more with Elisa, and we're going to give you an opportunity to win her book. So keep listening for that. Also, music on the way, Riley Clemens and Ren Collective. Next.
With SRN News.